Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Wow, we've been together a long, long time.
Very long day.
It's been a long day.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're so fun.
Yes.
Drunk on wine.
I'm not drunk. Samantha, I'll have you know I'm sobering up now.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's only three glasses. 2 9-ounces and 1 6.
In a span of like an hour.
That's what you do when you're. That's what happens when you're with the HHG, hey? You just escalate everything. Everything with the HHG is bigger than life, right? Not one glass, but two.
Uh-huh.
Not two, but let's have one more. Three.
I didn't.
You had two.
I had two.
You had two.
That's enough.
And you were reluctant.
Yes, I was.
And you.
But, she brought one, and I'm like, I didn't really want one.
But the girl was so wonderful.
She was lovely.
She was really good.
Her name is Ruby.
And where were we?
At the Brown Social House.
What?
In Stone Bridge.
Bridge? Gate.
Bridge. Bridge.
Gate?
I want to say bridge.
I want to say gate.
I want to say bridge.
I want to say gate.
We both could be wrong.
We both. Somewhere. In Saskatoon.
I feel like there's only one Brown Social House. Oh,
No, there's two.
There's one in Lost Night.
So we weren't there. That's not where we were. That's not our location. We were live on location at the other one with Ruby.
Yes. And this morning, we had a light breakfast.
We did. That's our new thing.
Yes.
Screw big breakfast.
Screw big breakfast.
Screw it.
We're doing light breakfast now.
Because you know why?
Parking our ass at the Tim Hortons where it's free.
It's free. It's free. They got the Wi-Fi.
They got the Wi-Fi.
What did you spend on two drinks and two bagels?
I think it might have been $9.
So under $10, free Wi-Fi, and they got the plug-in for the charger.
Yeah.
And nobody talked.
And nobody talked to
nobody
us.
Nobody cared. We could still be there. Nobody would have cared.
Nobody would
no, until they go to lock the door, they don't care that you're there.
Yeah.
And their bathroom's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
So you know what? All in all, it was a win.
Yeah, it was a win.
It's been a win. A win-win today, my friend.
And the beauty of it was that we got sidetracked by Snapchat again.
Here's two 50-year-old women completely addicted to Snapchat. And we both were so reluctant to. When I remember the millennial saying to me, just go on Snapchat. And I'm like, I don't want to ever be a bunny.
No.
And now all I want to do is be a bunny.
Bunny. Yeah.
And then remember I got mad at you because you're like, oh, it's the bunny. I'm like, don't be the bunny.
No, I have bunny ears. Bunny.
You just said, I don't want the
no,
ears.
No, but then I was a fish.
Which was weird.
It was so funny.
And I was a chicken.
Right? No, it was a turkey.
I was a turkey.
It was a turkey.
And I was a goat or an emu.
I think it was an emu.
Yeah, that's from the Bare Naked Ladies. If I had $1 million, right? Or like a llama or an emu. You know that song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
Who doesn't know the Bare Naked Ladies?
I don't know.
I'm Canadian. Of course I know
of
who they are.
Of course you know who they are.
I'm a woman of a certain age.
Yes.
These 50. Are the people I grew up with.
Those are our people.
Those are our people.
And that's why I enjoyed. That's why I enjoy the llama or the emu Snapchat filter. Because it's a lot of fun.
Llama. Or an emu.
Or an emu. Right? HHG put the Bare Naked Ladies on our playlist. And I was singing it last night.
I think it's funny you guys have a playlist.
We have like oh my God, it's a 6-hour playlist. Mostly all her stuff, eh? I got like one song by the Bloodhound Gang. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, but let's do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel. That song.
Oh my God.
And I think I got one other.
Uh-huh.
And the rest are all hers.
Well, didn't she put Baby, It's Getting Hot in Here?
Yeah. Nelly, hot in here. Right?
Oh my God.
Excuse me, because she's going through the change.
Yes.
She's changing.
She's changing.
Our girl's hot.
I saw that.
You,
I saw it.
You saw it in, you saw it.
Firsthand.
Yeah. Our girl's hot.
And then I had to unfortunately point out that both things that she was drinking were going to lend to that.
The coffee and the wine. Right? But I don't mind getting a hot flash from the wine. That's fine. I don't want a hot flash from being 50.
No, your face was red.
Because that's, I go red. I go red. I turn red. I get rosy. That's what happens. Okay, but the other reason why I turn red is because it's warm out. Why is it warm, Samantha?
Why? Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, winter. Last Monday I called it. Last Monday, friends of the podcast, you already heard this last week. Last Monday I put my winter coat away and I said, screw you, Mother Nature.
Yes.
I'm taking back the spring.
Yes,
and it's
Lisa.
Been nice ever since.
It has
since.
Zero to do with you.
How do you know?
It has zero to do
what
with you.
What are the chances I put away my coat and it's just nice? You're in your stupid shacket again.
I love my shacket.
Your shacket's back.
Brought
out.
It out on Monday.
Right?
And said, screw you, winter coat.
Yeah. Shacket's out. And I never heard a thank you, Lisa.
I'm not thanking you because it's got nothing to do with you.
It's just a coincidence.
It is a total coincidence.
Hey, really?
That next week we officially can say it's spring.
It's spring. Spring has sprung.
Springing.
I see dirty snow mold.
Yes, I'm starting to feel a little funky.
Yeah, right, a little stuffy. And you go through that shit, eh?
Yes, I do.
You're all about the allergies, Samantha.
All of a sudden, at the woman of a certain age.
No, you've been, like, allergying for 20 years.
Yeah. No, not with snow mold.
Well, whatever.
Right? It's disgusting.
It's gross. It's because the ground has been gross for months.
But I will say this, the last week since it started to melt, the weather has been phenomenal.
It's so nice.
I'm so excited to see a blue sky that has nothing to do with minus 40 weather.
And you see the blue sky early.
Yes.
And you see the blue sky late.
Yes.
So it's 7 and there's still blue sky. Like, what the hell? Right?
I'm pretty excited.
Stoked. Pretty darn stoked, I'll let you know, right?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
I quite
enjoy it.
I'm glad we celebrated spring today.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
You celebrated a lot.
You know me, right?
Go big or go home.
I'm the life of the party, right? You bring in the wine and I'm like, does it have to end? Do we have to call it a day? We got stuff we got to do. I know, we can wait. It's still good, right? I enjoy wine. Hi, my name is Lisa and I like wine. Right? I enjoy some wine.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say I enjoy a good glass is of wine.
That's right?
And you were drinking the red.
Yep, I like red.
I don't like red. Was it room temp?
Of course, if that's the way it comes.
That's what I don't like. I like a cold glass of wine.
It was good.
It's booze.
It was fine.
It's all booze.
It was good.
It was good. It's from the good doctor. Okay, so
controversy.
I have
and then I blew your mind.
Yeah.
At lunch, because when I came back from the washroom,
Team
and
Lisa,
I was like, what?
You stare at me, and I was like, what? And you were like, what? And HHG was what?
HHG's like, yes.
And I was like, no. I felt like the Home Alone kid. My hands on my cheeks. No.
And then we called it Zippergate 2019.
Zippergate. So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. On Saturday, HHG and I were at work.
Mm-hmm.
She's having zipper problems. So I taught her a little trick that my sister Christy used to do in the 70s. You know, back when pants were way too tight?
Yes.
She would take an elastic band and she'd put it through the zipper and then you wrap it around the button. Right? And it keeps your zipper up.
Yeah.
HHG was having zipper issues. She's walking around with her zipper half done all day. Weird, right? She's wearing fancy pants.
Fancy
pants. And we started talking about how do you do up your pants? I know it seems like an awkward conversation.
One leg at a time.
Well, you put them on one leg at a time, right? But then Zippergate unfolded. So when I do up my pants, I pull them up, pull up the zipper, and then I do the button. That's right. Up, up, together. Up, up, together.
No. Nope.
HHG is the opposite.
Yep.
Because...
And so apparently is a lot of other people.
Well, apparently most people are. You said you weren't, and then you flip-flopped like a fish.
No, I didn't flip-flop.
You flip-flopped.
I thought about it, and I thought, no, it must be up, up, button.
Up, up, together.
Yeah. And then I went to the washroom.
And you went to the can, and you came back like as though you had like you know what, you were so good because I thought I'm going to be honest. This is what can I honestly tell you what I thought when you came back. The look on your face like there was an emergency, and I'm like, I don't carry tampons. That's what I thought. I thought you had an accident because you're like, guys, something's happened. I have to tell you about it. And I'm like, I don't have tampons, right? Is that what you need? And then you broke the news. Because what are you?
I'm up, button, zipper.
And I think that if you're up
just
button,
like the HHG.
I think if you're up, button, zipper, it's because your pants are too tight.
No.
Yes.
They're not.
You need that leverage.
But for some reason, it's like pull them up, button them, and then zipper.
That what
and when I was doing it, because it's just not something you think about.
No, you don't.
And you two weirdos were thinking about it.
We spend a lot of time
and
on
all
Saturday.
Of a sudden, I'm in the toilet, and I'm like, oh, my God. It isn't what I thought.
Oh, my God. All these years. Right? Oh, how weird is that, hey?
It's a little freaking weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. That's those are the things that go through our minds.
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of crazy?
It's a little strange.
I have a confession.
Another one?
Another one.
Oh, my God.
You know, I've been watching This Is Us.
Yes, because you're waiting to cry.
I'm waiting to cry. Everybody says it's the must-cry-to show of the decade, right?
Yes.
And I've been waiting to cry. It got me.
Oh.
I finally cried. I cried. Oh, my God. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this week's episode, I'm about to reveal.
Yes.
They have the baby.
Yes.
Then they named the baby Jack, which is her dead father.
Yes.
You know what got me? That didn't get me. I'm fine with that. None of that got me. You know what got me?
Hmm.
They're sitting at the baby. He's like in the little incubator thing.
Yes.
And they're sitting at the incubator.
Uh-huh.
And Kate introduces the baby to her dead dad. And what does she do? She looks up. She looks up and says, Dad, I don't know why I'm looking up because I know you're not up there. You're everywhere. Right there. I cried.
You just see her face.
I get a little teary.
She gets a little teary.
I got my sunglasses on so you can't see the eyes right now. Right? Oh, my God. I am a sucker for talking to dead parents.
Yes,
I got
you are.
Because I got a dead parent.
Yes, you do.
And sometimes I talk to them.
Yes.
And I felt her heart. And I'm like, you did it. You made me cry. I cried. Oh, Samantha.
Oh, it was funny.
What the hell?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you. But it's like you never you never cry.
I never cry. I'm not
no,
a crier.
No, you're not a crier.
I'm not a crier. But you talk to a dead parent like the parent is there.
Gotcha.
Got me. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, oh. And I'm like thinking, oh.
That's so much.
Because my mom, because I'm thinking, oh, my mom, she did. She did too.
Oh
right?
My God.
Many years removed.
Yeah.
But it still, it tugged. Got my heartstring and tugged
it. Got it all.
And I'm like, oh, you win, hands down.
Oh my Waiting. God.
Dear, this is us. Thank you for the tears. Right? It did its job.
It finally got
I
you.
I watched
you
every
were waiting.
Episode.
You've been waiting all season.
I've been waiting for the cry. I did it. I did it.
Yeah. Do you feel better now?
No, I'm not a fan of crying. You know that, right? So I didn't feel good about it. But it got me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what's your favorite fast food burger?
Oh, hands down, Harvey's.
You're so weird that
no,
way.
No, 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 no,
we don't
no,
have
no.
a Harvey's here,
we?
Do
have
we?
One at the university,
oh.
which we're going to start frequently visiting
no.
now that it's summer. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, apparently.
No,
yeah.
I'm not going there.
Have you even had a Harvey's burger?
No.
Well, when we go to Ontario for summer, you will be. So get used to it.
Yeah.
It's the best fast food burger.
Why?
It just is. Because you get to pick all your toppings. And it's so, it's like, and it's like on the grill. It's the best. Fake burger? Mama like, Samantha.
Well, I like the A&W teen burger.
I don't understand
it has a
A&W.
Very it has a very distinct taste to it.
Gross taste.
No, I like it.
What's the distinct taste?
I don't know. It just tastes like an A&W burger.
Like, I've had the matzo burger before. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm. No, the teen burger I like.
I don't like it. The A&W. I don't like the A&W. Oh, you know that because you're always like, I'm like, no. I think that they hire dirty people.
What?
I don't know. I've never.
Are you talking
I've
about?
I've never been pleased with the people I see at the A&W. I've always thought, God, like, where'd they get you from?
Dirty people. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so weird.
I know, but it's not my thing.
Okay, well then, what about onion rings versus French fries?
Always onion rings. But you don't always get the choice.
But you don't like A&W,
no,
so you don't like their French fries or their onion rings?
No, because they put that seasoning salt on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's thick. The best place to get the onion rings, Samantha, is the Dairy Queen.
No, I don't agree with you.
No!
No, I don't like them there.
What?
No, I don't like them at all, actually.
At the Dairy Queen?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah.
But are you an onion ring girl?
No, not really.
Because you're all about a potato.
Yes.
So you know who we need to put this out to? We need to put this out to our friend Cameron Parker. Cameron? Cameron, he's been participating.
He has been
participating on our Facebook page.
He's been listening to our podcast and he's been picking up some stuff.
He's been picking up some stuff, right? So he's commented on lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think we need to know, we need Cameron to weigh in.
Yes.
On what he thinks. Onion rings or fries?
Uh-huh.
And who has the best?
Who has the best?
I know he sent a picture with him eating fries the other day.
And they were Burger King. They were not McDonald's.
King, not even McDonald's fries.
No.
Who eats Burger King fries?
Well, apparently Cameron.
Apparently Cameron. But what about the onion rings? Does Burger King even have onion rings? So I just thought maybe Cameron...
No, I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they
so
do.
So maybe Cameron has some stuff for us.
Okay, Cameron, let us know, man.
Let us know.
Because I don't really give a hoot about an onion ring.
I know.
I'm not afraid of onions.
But you don't. But you're not a lover of
but
the onion.
But I don't think people are really excited about onions the way you are excited about onions.
Do you
onions.
Know a million years ago, the KFC used to do like these onion bits? And it was just like, I love onions.
Onion bits?
Yeah, so it was onion, like an onion ring.
In a batter.
In a batter.
That's
love.
That's why you like onion rings, because
yeah,
there's a batter. It's got nothing to do with the actual onion,
Samantha.
Then.
Fucking, pardon my language, fucking deep fry shit and I'm going to eat it, right? You batter shit. And I'm probably going to snack on it at some point if I'm really hungry. I just love the deep fry.
You're so weird.
But I love onions. But I like onions, though. I love onions mm-hmm. a lot, right? Like, I can eat a raw onion. I don't care.
I know, you're weird.
But I'm not, I don't know if it's weird. You know what's weird? What's weird is that I'm contemplating rubber boots. I'm contemplating rubber boots.
Well,
Samantha,
we're parked beside like what looks like a mini glacier.
I know.
Right? You could use some boots.
Because now it's getting, now it's all melty.
Well, because now there's puddles.
There's puddles and there's cars. And I just think, you know, because I take the bus, right? So, and I'm walking a little bit and I'm in my dress shoe. And that sucker.
So right then and there, you should probably have a rubber boot.
I should be in a rubber boot.
And it would be okay because you're a woman of a certain age.
Because I'm a woman of a certain age. And I think once you hit 50.
You know, let's throw in a cane for good measure.
Some galoshes. I'm going to get some galoshes.
I would like an umbrella, please.
I already do an umbrella. Thank you. Right? But not with the hook. Right? With like a good sturdy shaft. That's what I like. I like a good sturdy shaft umbrella.
And we've heard that about you.
Yes, right. I'm all about a sturdy shaft. I don't want like a limp, weak shaft. I want something I can like grip and I can hold my own. That's what I want. But that's the thing, right? Because now that we're in the melty season,
it's getting gross. Betty's dirty.
Betty's dirty. Betty is messy and dirty.
Betty is very dirty right now. But there's no use really getting a car wash because it's just going to get worse.
And I drive a white car, so it's just like you can't even see it.
No,
right?
It's gross.
It's just dirt.
So there's puddles and cars. They don't care.
They're zipping by. People are getting wet. I saw the girls on the bus and she had like puddly, dirty back of her legs, and I'm like, it's gross, man. It's nasty, right? Like,
yeah, because that's gonna start to happen too,
right? And then
if you had your galoshes,
if I had my galoshes, right? If I put my galoshes on, and do you remember, like, instead of an umbrella, you know what I like? Like, did your grandma ever wear like those like little plastic hats, right? That you tied up under your chin?
With this little plastic raincoat.
Right? Remember those? I don't want the slicker. I don't want the raincoat. But I think I might be okay with the plastic. And the hat, the thing is that it was kind of like a cape hat, right? Yeah. So it didn't really mess up your hairdo.
No.
No. I remember my Nana had one of those. Her hair never moved. That'd be okay. The problem with the umbrella is that you walk and like that umbrella, like it's poking me in the head and it's flying. Like it's a lot of work. I hate rain. I'd take a snowy day than a rainy day anytime. Yeah, like for walking.
That's saying a lot.
For getting myself to and from.
That's
I would
true.
Do that.
That's
yeah.
very, very true.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
I just don't know. I think that you should get galoshes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Shall we go looking for some?
No.
I need new work shoes.
I have no interest in galoshes.
I need some new work shoes. Samantha, I haven't been sleeping much.
No, I know.
It has not been my best sleeping couple weeks.
No, it has not.
Boy, I'm awake all night long, it seems. It doesn't matter. I can take a pot pill, still awake. Take a Gravol, still awake. Right? Right? A shot of NyQuil, still awake. It don't matter, right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm trying. I'm trying my hardest to sleep.
Okay.
Right? So, but because I can't, I'm watching some late night TV. Okay.
Well, isn't that when the infomercials usually
It's not
in?
Really infomercials anymore. You know what? It's commercials, but commercials. Do you know what the commercials are?
No.
It's all about the tampon.
That late at night.
Are women up, like, breastfeeding or something?
Maybe.
Because that's all I saw. Tampon, 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 tampon.
Really?
I'm a tampon, you're a tampon. You need a tampon, I got a tampon. You want a tampon, here's a tampon. That's all. It's all over the late night.
That's funny.
So crazy, right? And all I thought was, how many of us are up?
Apparently a lot.
Apparently a lot. I didn't really see any good infomercials.
Huh. Mm-mm. You know what I did see?
Tell me.
On Wendy Williams' show.
Oh. That's our girl. Hey, how you doing?
She's back.
She's back.
She's good.
She's good.
She's good.
She's good.
She's good.
Mike watches her, oddly enough.
There was a guy, there's an actor who is doing a commercial for a tampon company, and he's talking about the fact that dads should be having conversations with their daughters about their periods.
Really?
And I was like, not when I was growing up.
No, that's taboo.
Taboo.
But I think dads now are different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So he's like, fathers bend together. Like, this is the strangest commercial
I've ever seen. Yeah, no, like our dads weren't those dads.
No.
But Mike, he's not afraid to pick up tampons.
No.
No, put him on the grocery list. He's buying them. Yeah. He's buying them.
He's a very secure man.
Very secure. Because you know what his reasoning is? They're not thinking it's for him. So he doesn't understand why are dudes afraid?
Because, I don't know, maybe there's a stigma attached to it.
My woman bleeds. Here's some tampons, right? Right? I don't know, maybe.
My woman bleeds. Right?
Maybe it's an insecure thing. I don't know.
But yeah, apparently it's a movement.
It's a movement.
Dads talking to their daughters about periods.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be an awkward conversation.
Well, no offense, dudes, before you start chirping away.
Yeah.
look it up.
Experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better yet.
Better yet.
Better yet.
Right?
Let's experience what it's like to have a period. Yeah.
Get the cramps. Get the cramps and then talk to us girls.
How about a mood swing?
Have a mood swing.
That's fun.
Yeah, have a mood swing. See what that's like. And then talk to your girls.
Break down crying for no apparent reason. Yeah.
All those things. When you can empathize with your daughters, feel free to have that conversation. Right? Okay. But that brings me to another topic.
Okay.
To do with the dudes.
Oh.
Right? We had this topic last week. We started it and then we stopped
it. No, because I brought it up.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Right? Okay.
And how did it come up?
I have no idea.
Right? You're dropping me off and all of a sudden we're having this big heated debate and I'm like, we're like, we need to save this conversation.
Oh, because they're redoing the bathroom where I work.
Okay.
And it was the men's washroom first.
Right.
And they had to do something to hook up the urinal.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, that's really odd. That they have one stall so you can sit and do your business.
And poop.
Yeah,
thank you. It's a pooping stall.
Yeah, and then they have the urinal right beside the stall.
Huh.
But as you walk in, it's like open. And I thought to myself, weird.
Weird.
That you're okay with people being in a washroom, seeing your butt.
Seeing your butt. But do you see a men's butt when...
No, I think it's like you unzip,
you bring out.
You do your thing.
Yeah.
You tuck it back in. Please, God, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Right?
But still, and then even in a bigger space... With more urinals.
Right, where they're all lined up like a trough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take the horses to go and get their water.
Like, whose idea was that?
I don't know. And why can't they have privacy? But I don't think they want. I think they're fine without it.
Because I am seriously not understanding.
You know why we don't understand?
Why men stand in a row peeing into enamel.
Yeah.
And women sit
in
a stall in privacy. Why would we not give that privacy to men?
Because men don't care.
I think they should.
But I don't think they do.
Think
and we can't fully
should.
Grasp it because we don't have penises.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't want one.
I don't want one, nor do I have one.
But I'm just curious, like, why we do that?
I don't know.
How did this start?
How did it start? But why are men... No, the bigger question, Samantha. Why are men okay with it?
I know.
And I asked Mike about it, and Mike's like, we're just peeing. You're holding your dick in your hand, right? Like you're holding your dick in your hand
beside
your fellow man.
Who you don't know.
Who you don't know most times.
No.
And I said to Mike, do you love?
And even if you did,
worse.
That's worse.
That's worse.
Because what if it was your son-in-law?
Yeah.
Or your brother-in-law?
Probably, yeah.
Or your father-in-law?
It makes no sense.
Like, it's so weird.
No. And I said to Mike, do you peek? No. Well, yes, you do. You're peeking. Right? There's a lineup. There's a row of men holding their dicks. As if you're not comparing dicks. Mentally, because if I'm a dude, I'm comparing dicks. I'm like, I'm looking at mine, and I'm looking at yours. I'm like, right? That's what you're doing.
That is so, like, I can't wrap my brain. I don't know why it popped into my head. I'm like, I can't wrap my brain
around
it. But
then it's like men in the shower. In a locker room.
Yes.
Or at the Y.
Yes.
Right? They walk around naked.
Oh, I don't even
understand. And nobody
cares.
No. They don't judge.
No.
You can be a skinny guy, fat guy.
They might be judging. They're just not talking about it.
Oh, so they're
like
not quite
women.
As catty. But women in a locker room, we don't want that.
No.
We're not showering in a
no.
big circle. Like, hey, Sam, pass the shit. We're not doing that.
No.
Right? We're not doing
that. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Do you remember at work a million years ago, I was staying in a hotel and the girl that I was staying in a hotel room with, she went and had a shower and she walked out naked and I was like, I felt violated. I felt like I had been violated because why are you naked? Why are you naked? And where do you look? At them. Right? You're like, what the hell? Now you're making me look at you and I'm not that kind of girl.
Exactly.
I'm not that girl. I don't want to look at you.
There's just some things nobody needs to know about.
Right?
No offense.
No offense.
Right? I just don't think about that.
I just don't think so, right?
So my thing is like, why are they so comfortable?
Why are they so comfortable?
Showing body parts, whipping things out. I mean, you see locker room stuff, like they're walking around half naked.
Half naked and slapping each other with the towel.
How come they can do that and women are so like, no?
Because we are civilized. I think that's the reason. Right? Right? Like, let's be honest, right? Here's women, right? we'll share a hotel room with each other, and the most, other than in your pajamas, that another woman's going to see of another woman is maybe before I have my tank top on and I haven't put my shirt on yet, right? And we just have, oh, bare arms. That's all we're ever seeing of each other is arms, right? That's it. We're not seeing anything else other than arms.
Nope.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't want it.
No.
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 No. Just saying. It was weird and I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. Makes no sense.
Weird. Right?
You know what else made no sense?
My husband lost his keys.
Huh?
To our apartment. I know. Nothing. Mike gets.
Are you sure the meth head doesn't have that?
Oh, I don't even know. Don't get me started on the meth head. Don't get me started on the meth head. Right?
He lost his keys.
Uh-huh.
And when I lost my keys, if I could have been grounded, I would have been grounded. Right? I would have been grounded and I would have got no allowance.
It was a talking to, I believe.
It was a stern talking to. Yes. At every opportunity possible.
Yes.
Right? For days on end, I was reminded how... Can you lose your keys? How do you just lose your keys?
How do you do that, Lisa?
How does that happen,
Why
Lisa?
Are you so irresponsible?
Where did your keys go? How do you just lose your keys? What do you mean? Like, what if I wasn't home and you'd just be waiting outside because you don't have keys? Instead, I get a text message from my husband saying, are you at work? Me? Yes. Why? I have to come get your keys. I lost mine. Here's Saint Lisa. Oh, okay, no problem. End of it. There was no lecture. There was no speech.
No. Nope.
There was no guilt trip.
No. Nope.
There was no implying that you must be the stupidest person in the whole wide world because who the hell loses their keys as an adult? There was none of those things.
Nope.
There was just a, yeah, no problem. Okay. Not a big deal.
Saint Lisa.
Saint Lisa.
Oh.
Isn't that so weird though?
You know,
I don't know.
I think this has taught him a lesson.
You think so?
Yep.
I don't. I'll be surprised if it has. Right? He may never lose his keys again, but it has not taught him I should not lecture my wife when she does something. Because my rule of thumb always is that things like that never happen to Mike.
No.
Right?
But it does. That's why I'm surprised.
I know.
Like, I'm shocked. He lost not only his keys, but you said he lost his toque.
He lost his toque, too.
His rider toque.
Lost his rider toque.
His precious rider toque.
Precious green rider toque. It was in his pocket. He said he went to get something out of his pocket, and the next thing he knew, he had no toque and no keys. If I do that, I'm being committed, right? I'm going in for a psyche bell, right? Because how is that even possible?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
It's a world of double standards.
I know.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
So crazy, right?
Okay, what's your beef with licorice?
My beef? Okay. Not that I have a beef with licorice, because I like licorice.
A little bit.
Okay. What flavor of licorice do you like? What color?
The red.
Red what?
Red licorice.
It's not licorice.
It is.
Licorice is a flavor. Licorice isn't a color.
No, it's a candy.
No, licorice is a brand, and it's black, right?
Hmm.
And it's a flavor. Red is strawberry.
Oh, well, I know the flavor.
Yeah. So my issue is with why do we lump red into licorice?
Because it's just what it's called, Lisa. And you should just roll with it.
I don't roll with it, Samantha. Shit like that doesn't work with me. Right? There's got to be a reason. It's kind of like it doesn't fit in my world. Right? It's just, it's not fitting.
It should fit.
It doesn't. But did you ever eat, I know you like red licorice. I've been with you when you've eaten like the Twizzlers and
yes.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nibs?
No, not so much.
Why?
They hurt my jaw.
Because they're thicker?
Yeah. They're harder to chew.
Why do we call them nibs?
I have no idea.
Right?
And they have I
don't want to know. It's kind of an awkward name. Hey, nibs.
It is an awkward name.
Did you ever eat the goodies?
No.
No?
I hate the goodies. Well, because it's black licorice.
I don't love black licorice, but I didn't mind them with the little candy on top, like the goodies. I didn't mind the goodies. Yeah. So it's not a real problem. It was just something that popped into my head, and I was just like, huh. But you want to know what is a problem?
Hmm.
Our girl's having a problem. Our HHG's having a big, she had a big crisis yesterday. Crisis on her hands, right? She's got the new fancy iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Samantha. It wasn't working right.
Why?
Wasn't it? She has it set so it's face recognition.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't recognizing her face. The day before.
What the hell did she do to it?
I don't know. The day before was working fine, recognizing her face. Yesterday, wasn't recognizing her face. So now she's on the Botox kick again.
Because
she thinks that she's aged dramatically overnight. And her phone is giving her this secret message.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Go get some Botox,
Go get
bitch.
Some Botox. Right? Because I'm not letting you in your phone. And I said, why don't you just restart it? That's not going to do it. How about you try? And it did. It did. But she's completely obsessed again when she's on the boat. She wanted to know when you and her were going to go for Botox.
Well,
because remember you talked
about
it.
But she's like going everywhere in the next 2 months.
She's like a traveler.
She is.
Yeah.
And you know that she's about to Botox with her cousins.
You know that, right?
It's so going to happen.
She's doing, I don't know if the cousins Botox, but she Botoxes when she's there, yes. Right? So the cousins, she's going to the gym. She's drinking fancy wine. And she's Botoxing.
And
if she can find some cool sculpt, whatever the hell that is, she's penciling it in. Right? That's her getaway.
Oh, my right? God. Right?
She'll just do wine at lunch.
Yeah.
Right? And we got to, like, force and bully her into that, hey?
That's true.
I wonder if Cousin Stacy has to bully the HHG into going to the gym.
I think she just tells her, you're going.
You're going to the gym.
Yeah, you're going.
And off they go.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the thing. From now on, we don't ask. We just say, lunch at 2. Be there. Right? I think that's what we need to do.
Bring money. We're going to Botox.
Bring money. That's what you got to do. Bring money. We're going to go Botoxing. Right? It's like paint night or something.
Yeah,
right? Something
I don't
crazy.
Know.
Okay. Have you seen those ears? Have you seen those ears?
I've seen the ears that you're talking about.
Those ears.
Yes. The ones with the big holes in them.
Why do people get those ears?
Because they think it's cool.
Is it cool? It's not cool.
It's like...
Do you know... No. Do you know...
It's millennial cool.
So Matt Hardy, no, sorry, Jeff Hardy, he's a wrestler.
Uh-huh.
He has those ears.
Uh-huh.
And Randy Orton, another wrestler, mm-hmm. the Viper, uh-huh. they were like competing against each other.
Did he pull on his ear?
Put his finger in those ears and pulled on it.
Oh!
And you know what? If you have those ears.
That's gotta freaking hurt.
You deserve that though if you got those ears. If those are your ears, you deserve that. That's what you deserve because those are your ears, right?
That has gotta hurt.
That's gotta hurt.
Because you're, that's like a
never
natural.
Grows back.
No.
It's just a big flappy...
No, because I saw a show on Dr. Pimple Popper. Ugh. She, like, sliced it, took a piece out, and sewed it back together so the girl didn't have that big round hole anymore.
Don't get those ears.
That's a lot of work.
Would you ever get those ears?
No!
Who wants those ears?
No,
nobody wants those ears. They don't
ears.
Look good. No, I want to see through your ears.
That's not necessary.
No. Because, you know, if
necessary.
You're getting those ears, what else are people getting? Think about that.
What are you... What look? What was that look?
Think about that for a minute, Samantha. If you're willing to get those ears, what else are you willing to do?
Are you going into your no-no zone?
Are you doing weird things with your no-no zone? Are you piercing your no-no zone? People pierce that thing.
People pierce lots of things.
I'm going to pierce my labia. I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is, but I know it's part of your no-no zone. I remember that from like sex ed in grade 10, right? But I think if you get those ears, you're willing to get other things.
I'm sure.
You're willing to do those
things.
The
door is open.
Right? Because apparently you ain't afraid of that shit. Right? That's like, is that not mutilation?
It's self-mutilation.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
That is so gross.
Are we showing our age?
No, I wouldn't do it when I was young either.
I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't get those ears. Don't get those ears.
I didn't think getting my ears pierced was overly exciting. I'm sure it's not going to pierce anything else.
I got my ears pierced once and my mom did it because she did that for the jewelry store when we were kids. It hurt so bad I never ever did it again. Right? People were like, you want to get a second? No. I can go back to my 5-year-old self and I remember. No, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
I'm fine.
But don't get those ears, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Apparently, okay, because I love the Dr. Pimple Popper.
I can't do it.
Love her.
Can't do it.
Love it.
I tried. I can't do it.
But apparently there's a new show called Toe Bro.
I've been watching it. I've seen 2 of them
now. Oh, gross.
Here's the difference,
that
okay?
That is so gross.
Because toes are gross. Toes are gross. Let alone, now, the Toe Bro, he's like a nice-looking doctor, right? So he's like young. I'd put him like in his... Maybe mid-30s.
Okay.
Right? And he's got a good sense of humor.
I think it's funny that we think mid-30s is young.
It's young, right? Yeah. Right. So he's a young fella.
A young fella.
Yeah. And here's the difference between Toe Bro and Dr. Pimple Popper.
Huh.
Dr. Pimple Popper, I think people go because they have things that have happened to them they have no control over.
Yes.
Toe Bro, you not taking care of your toes, bro. That's what I think. They showed people with like ingrown toenails.
Oh.
And they had to cut them out, so they freeze your toe.
Oh.
And this is what the Toe Bro doctor's saying. He's like, that's a meaty-looking toe. We gotta cut a lot of the meat out.
Oh.
And he cuts away the flesh because the toe and the ingrown toenails, they've not been cared for.
Oh.
It's bad. And I hate toes. Mike taped it as a joke, and I watched it.
And now you're obsessed.
I said to him, I'm not watching that shit. That's gross. Oh. I'm not watching it. Then I watched it, and now I'm kind of like, huh. People are messed up.
They are.
Take care of your feet. Right? I hate toes so much.
You hate your own toes.
I hate my own toes, but at least I take care of them.
Yes,
right?
True.
Yeah. So, guess what? You know what.
You've kicked something to the curb.
I did.
It's the season of kicking things and bringing things.
It is, right? We're it's that time of year.
Yes, I know.
I've kicked chicken pot pie to the curb. Done with it.
Why?
It's too pie-y. It's too pie-y.
You love that stuff.
No, it's too thick of a pie. It's too pie-y. It's too pie-y. It's too pie-y.
That's so stupid.
Well, you know what? It is stupid. It's too crusty.
Oh my God.
Too much crust. Right? There's too much crust. And the potatoes in a chicken pot pie don't taste like a potato.
They don't taste like a potato?
Not like a real potato.
Well, what do they taste like?
I don't know.
Rutabaga?
Maybe it's a rutabaga. I don't know what that tastes like, but it's not a potato. And I just think, you know what? I'm done. If it was maybe like a beef pot pie or something, but the chicken pot pie, and then I kicked it to the curb. But because it's that time of year, this is going to blow your mind. You're not even going to understand this, but I've done it, right? You know how I'm like very season oriented for my food, right?
Yes.
Summer food, winter food.
Yes.
Guess what I've done?
I've known you for 2 decades. Yes, I know.
I've changed. I've now got transition food. I'm introducing transition food. And guess what?
What the hell's transition
food?
Well,
it started off with tomatoes. I have transitional
food. How are tomatoes transitional
because
food?
Because I don't eat them in the winter. They're a summer food.
Why would you not eat a tomato in the winter?
Because they're hard. They're not as tomato-y. They're not as soft and cushy. They're not as good. It's different. But because now it's spring. Thank you, Lisa. I've introduced transitional tomatoes.
Okay.
Yes, now tomatoes are in.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to lead, I promise you, it's
you know
leading
what?
To
this
a potato
is a,
salad.
This is a slippery slope.
Why?
Because now all your foods are coming back.
No, not all.
No, this is just an excuse to bring your foods back sooner.
No, I'm not doing that.
Because now you're bored with winter food. You've had enough of that. And now you've created transitional.
Transitional.
Food.
I'm doing transitional
food. As I air quote.
You are air quoting. And I hate
transitional
that.
Transitional food.
Yeah, I'm doing transitional food. We're doing transitional food.
That's bullshit. Mm. It's bullshit.
Tomatoes and I'm bringing back the potato salad. And
that is summer food.
No, it's transitional. It's potatoes, Samantha. Sometimes, you know what?
With mayo. And
sometimes, Samantha, you know what? You're a little narrow-minded.
I'm not.
You need to expand your horizon.
Oh, my God. I'm narrow-minded? Yeah, that's funny.
A little bit.
Oh, my
Lots
God.
Lots of different things with the spring, right? Spring is a time of change.
Uh-huh.
You know that song? To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season. It's in the Bible.
Turn.
It's in the Bible.
Turn.
Yeah. It's in the Bible.
Thank
right?
you. Thanks
so
for sharing.
Spring, here's something you probably didn't know about spring.
Hmm.
Spring is the worst season for the bus.
Yes, I know.
Because
it smells like wet wool.
Smells like wet wool. And that's disgusting. And people are just gross.
Yeah.
I got to say it. I sent you a picture.
Yes, you did.
I sent you a picture. What'd you think of it?
Oh, my God.
What'd
well, it was interesting that that girl on the seat there had the biggest bag of chips.
The family pack.
And she was stuffing her mouth.
And all I could smell was All Dressed. That was the flavor, hey?
Yeah.
So friends of the podcast in America, do they have All Dressed in America? It's all the flavors in one.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, no, maybe. No, because they don't do ketchup.
So it's ketchup, it's dill pickle, it's vinegar.
It's all the things.
It's all the things in one chip. And
it's hardcore.
First off, the bus is gross. Second off,
it's always dirty.
It's dirty.
Why would you eat anything on the bus?
Exactly right. Why are you eating on the bus?
Why would you eat on the bus?
Because you know what? Do you want to eat in dirt?
No.
Do you want to eat in a dirty environment?
No.
No. Right? It's bad enough you got to sit where strangers have been sitting.
No.
Right? That's all I'm saying.
That's a whole different kettle. Kettle of fish.
And you know what? If you're a busser, you got to just wrap your brain around that. You can't even go there.
No, you can't.
You can't even think about whose ass was in there before my ass.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
No. No. Not at all.
That's gross.
It's gross. The bus is kind of gross. Yeah.
You know, I've been on a bit of a popcorn kick.
Have you?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. It was on sale.
Oh, like so you're microwaving it?
No.
Or you're just eating it in a
bag?
Yeah,
it's the big bags of white cheddar popcorn.
Like the smart
food? You know what happened?
You like that shit.
Oh my God, you know what happened? I went to the co-op.
Uh-huh.
By me. The one that nobody's picking.
The one that's not on strike.
The one that's not on strike.
Nice.
And I went shopping there and I got a big bag of white cheddar popcorn and a big bag of Chicago mix.
Oh, I like the Chicago mix.
I know.
That's yummy.
All of a sudden, that was my new favorite snack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind the Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the white. Like, I don't like popcorn as much as you.
No.
But the Chicago is okay.
Yummy.
Because it's got the caramel in there.
It's got the caramel.
I'm all about that, right? Yeah.
But are you chewing on something new?
Cheese puffs. They're so good. Not a cheesy. Uh-huh. Not a cheese it. Like, not like a crunchy.
Nope.
But they're so, they're like butter. It's like butter in your mouth. It just melts.
They're so soft.
So good. But there's a trick to eating them, hey? You gotta just, you take your thumb and you take your next finger and you can only just do two at a time, right? Because you don't want to get all like orange. Uh-huh. So that's gross, right? Uh-huh. So you don't do a handful. You just put them in a little cereal bowl because I'm classy. I'm classy that way, Samantha. Right? I'm not just pawing them out of the bag. That's not me, right?
That's not classy.
Not a Neanderthal.
No.
Okay. Right? That's not me. I put them in a little bowl and then I just take my two fingers and I just eat one at a time. You don't like, it's not like potato chips where you try and crunch them. Mm-hmm. And they're so, have you had a puff lately?
No.
They're so good.
I have not had a puff.
Have you had them before? Yes. Ever? They're so good. They just like,
It's like, it's so weird. You know how long cheese puffs have been around, right?
Yeah. Okay. But in my life, just really recent. Okay. Yeah, really.
Are you adding them to your grocery list now?
They are in my grocery list.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. They made the list. They made the list. And I don't usually ever add any of that stuff, but I'm like, I quite enjoyed that last bag. But, I mean, it takes me a long time to eat through them, right? Because I'm not, like, eating them crazy. But, yeah, I quite enjoy.
Huh.
Yeah. But you got to watch because that orange shit gets everywhere.
Does your grocery list ever change?
No, not really. Not really. It's pretty darn consistent.
I think it's funny.
I don't even look at the grocery. I don't even like, when I go to make the grocery list, so I have to make one tonight when I get home. I don't even like look in the cupboards or the fridge. I just make the list. It's all from memory. Right? Because I know we're going to need it. And if not, it's going to be bought anyways. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because why does he need a list?
I don't even know why he needs a list.
I don't go for the list.
You don't make a list?
I don't make a list.
Wow.
No.
That's kind of living
I don't like
seat
grocery shopping.
Pants.
Yes. It's just like, go in and see what you got.
But that's the problem with you. Because you, when you eat from the grocery store, your foods make no sense. You're like, so I'm having some spanakopita, a little bit of chickpea, and a chicken finger today for supper. Like, you make no sense.
I would never eat those things together.
But you eat weird stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't ever put it together.
I do.
Like,
yeah.
A meal. Like, you're not like, oh, and this. And like, you just eat whatever you feel like eating.
I did make pork chops the other night.
Did you?
Yeah. Huh. And fried them.
Really?
Yeah, they were good.
Well,
with some rice and some peas.
Did you get the HHG's recipe? Because she made pork chops the other day, too.
No.
And she took old biscuits, she said, and put them, they said they were stale, so she put them in the blender and made
her
like...
And stale food.
Are you surprised?
No.
Right? She said she made some keto biscuits, put them in the blender, and then made breadcrumbs and did it that way. That's
and
way too fancy.
And breaded her pork chops?
Yeah. And then put them in the pan.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just shake and bake. that's the extent of me is
that's
shake and bake.
As far as you go.
As far as I go. What about St. Patrick's Day?
Throwing it to the curb.
Me too. Who cares?
Done.
Right? I don't want to drink green beer.
No.
I don't care. I mean, I care about the Irish.
Do I care about the Irish?
Well, you care. Like, you don't want harm done to the Irish. Right? Like, there's Seamus, the
it's
wrestler.
It's not the same.
And the you know, there's fun stuff. But I don't want to go out. I don't want to kiss a Blarney Stone. I don't want to drink the green beer. I don't want to do none of that.
I don't want anything.
No.
Nope, don't care.
I don't care.
At DFC on that one.
Yeah. Oh, I have a real fun story to tell you.
Oh.
So super cute. So I was at the hospital the other day, right? I had some appointments.
Yes.
I had to get some tests done. And oh my God, there was this lady with this little dog. And he was like black and white little dog. His name was Henry. He had like a little tag on it that said Henry. And he was like in this little sweater. He had a little bow tie.
Aww.
He's so cute. And I said to the lady, I said, oh, what's the dog's name? Because I didn't see the tag, right? Uh-huh. She's like, it's Henry. And I said, oh, and I was like, there was like a little boy sitting beside me. And the lady's like, do you guys want to feed him? Because she had like little kibbles and stuff. And I'm like,
aww.
Yeah. And so we said, for sure. So me and this little guy, we'd get the food and we're feeding Henry. And she's like, do you know what Henry's, she says to the little guy, do you know what Henry's job is? And the little boy's like, no. And she's like, Henry's main job, only job that Henry has to do while he's at the hospital is make people who feel crappy feel less crappy. And I'm like, oh my God, my heart, this heart melted. It melted.
Did you almost cry?
Oh, no, only at This Is Us. No, I'm not crying twice in a week. Okay. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not doing that. But it was so, make my heart happy.
Yeah.
Henry. Remember I took a picture and I snapped it to you and the HHG?
He was cute.
I'm like, Henry.
He was a very cute dog.
So cute. Right? So cute. I don't know. What do you do? Hey?
Are you going to tape? Are you going to go back again and feed
him? I don't know when Henry's there.
Oh,
I've never seen Henry there before,
that
right?
Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Huh.
Yeah.
So. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you put away your laundry?
Yeah. Hi. Not a monster. Not a heathen.
I'm not a monster.
Not a monster. You do your laundry. You put your laundry. Your laundry has a home.
Oh, your laundry has a home.
It lives in cupboards. It lives in shelves. Yeah. It lives in drawers. And it lives in a cupboard.
Now, we just did... How long ago? Was it a week ago? We did a Facebook post.
About what?
No, you just did that recently. Licking envelopes or doing laundry?
Yes. I'd rather fold laundry.
Most
people would rather fold laundry than lick an envelope, right?
Gross.
Yeah.
Because, surprisingly enough, I hate dishes more than laundry.
You hate dishes more than everything.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I blame my mother.
Yes, you do.
Sorry, Mom. I, surprisingly, put away my laundry.
And that does surprise me.
And hang up stuff.
That's surprise. As you, like, you
as I
done,
do it, it gets put away.
Yeah, that's surprise. I wouldn't picture you as that.
No, I'm a put awayer.
Wow, because I know you don't do that with your dishes.
No, they lay out.
They lay out.
Because I hate them.
And they don't go in their home.
No.
Their home is vacant, wondering what's supposed to be
when's,
in here.
When's it happening?
Right?
I don't care.
There you go.
DFC'd on that one.
Yeah. Kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
So you've been completely obsessed with J-Lo lately.
Yes. Oh, my God. My girl.
Your girl, J-Lo.
My girl totally got engaged.
She got engaged. A-Rod.
Oh, my God. Yes, but it was a little staged.
It was really
staged. Not going to lie.
Super staged.
But that ring, whoa.
Hey, what?
It's a big ring.
Right?
But all the other photos were very staged.
They were very staged. And then I just thought, okay, now J-Lo, you've just cheesed it up.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was cute. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think they make a great couple.
Yeah.
And they make sense.
They do. They make perfect sense.
Make perfect sense.
Yeah.
However.
But it's staged.
I don't really care.
I don't really care.
I just wanted, like, the picture of the ring was perfect.
Yeah.
Anything past that, I think it's being staged for Instagram. And it was.
Yeah, a little bit, hey?
A little bit.
A little bit.
But... still very happy.
I know
that she's
are.
Found her man,
and that's good. We'll see how long this lasts.
No, don't say that.
No, because she's always lucky in love till she gets married. Right?
No, I think this is different.
We'll see. Time will tell.
She dated him for 2 years.
Yeah, well, hi. What about Bennifer?
That was just a fling.
I don't know. They were together for a long time.
No, they weren't.
And then she married Mark Anthony.
Well, they've been
tell
friends
me,
for a long.
Tell me, baby girl, what I need to know. Right? Hi.
Stop it!
Not a good-looking man. That made no sense.
Yes, but the kids are cute.
Well, whatever. Thank God.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine J-Lo being your mommy and you an ugly kid. That would suck. That'd be shitty.
That's so rude.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I can be rude.
So rude.
Sometimes I'm rude.
Okay, but you know what else happened?
Tell me.
Jonas Brothers released a number one single for the first time ever.
Did you see me roll my eyes?
Yes, I know.
Right?
It's called Sucka.
Sucka. I hate that band. I hate that band. So apparently Cake by the Ocean just wasn't enough to sustain
Cake
them.
Cake by the Ocean.
Right? Yeah.
Apparently, the two brothers, not the married one,
right.
The other ones, have never had a number one single even on their own.
Are you surprised?
But even
the
as
Jonas
a,
Brothers.
But even as a group when they were together at the first time.
But they weren't good.
They never had a number one single.
I'm not surprised.
But they're number one on the Billboard now.
Wow.
Good for them. Hmm. Lisa.
Samantha.
Be nice.
Okay. I know. It's been tough for them.
It's my little 1 minute segment of, hey, this is what I care about.
And I, hey, don't.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? Let's get to it. What's been making big news this week?
Oh, right? Operation Varsity Blue.
What are these people thinking, man? What are they thinking?
What the F?
What the F? Lori Loughlin, I get that your Netflix revisit of Full House probably isn't doing all that for you. But Aunt Becky, you were really, really popular years ago. You should have stated that.
Well, now, I mean, she was a Hallmark girl.
Yeah.
Doing Hallmark movies.
Yeah. She paid $500,000. It's half a mil. Half a mil, Samantha.
To get her kids.
Dalla.
Into UFC.
Because she got dumb kids.
Or
USC.
USC.
USC. Because she got
USC.
Dumb kids.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Lots of people got dumb kids. Right? You don't need to bribe people to take your dumb kids to school.
No.
Right?
No.
And why are you throwing away $500,000 on that?
I don't know.
Right?
But,
and Felicity Huffman?
Yeah. Oh, not as much money, though.
No. So it's like the HHG said. She must have got in early. Right? Before it all became a big money-making scheme.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she only did $15,000.
Yeah.
So does that mean her kid's not as stupid as the other, as Lori Loughlin's kid?
It depends what she paid for.
It's crazy.
Because Lori Loughlin's kids,
yeah.
They faked pictures of them.
Yeah.
They put their faces onto other people's bodies to get them onto the rowing crew.
Like, so ridiculous.
To be a recruit. Yeah. So it looked better for their college application.
Ridiculous.
And paid people to make to do their tests for them.
Like, you know what? If I'm the great Gazoo from the Flintstones, hi, dum-dum. Right? That's what I'm thinking. Hi, dum-dums. Right? And now she's going to go to jail. I get that she's going to buy her way out of that, too.
Probably.
But she's going to have a criminal record.
You know, I guess my problem with this is you do what you do because you think you have enough money to solve the problems of your own life. However,
apparently money doesn't buy you everything.
The one kid, Olivia Jade, Lori's kid, didn't even want to go to college.
No, she didn't care.
She only wanted to go for parties and sports stuff. Seriously.
Yeah. So are you driving? I tell you, so stupid.
Like, I busted my hump to go to university. Yeah. I paid my own way. Yeah. Nobody did it for me. Oh. I had to put my grades in. I had to do all the stuff to stay there, get there, and stay there. Yeah. These kids get their life handed to them silver platter.
I'm not saying that their life is easy, but they have privilege.
Oh, my God.
The rest of the world doesn't have.
They have more than most.
Yes.
And they have not worked for a damn thing.
They can afford a tutor. They can do a lot of stuff.
They have so many legs up in the world that they now have to force. Right? They like bribe their kids into a freaking college.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
super crazy.
I don't understand.
Makes no sense.
Lisa.
Samantha.
You should give them a bill for your college tuition.
Yeah, I should, right? I should.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to pay for me?
That's right.
You can pay for me.
And you know, and I was just a C student because I didn't really care, right? So my mama and papa, they didn't need to bribe anybody, right? Right? What was my mom had two rules for her girls, right? I need you to finish high school and wear a bra.
Yeah.
Wear a bra in public. You do that, and Mom's going to think she's succeeded, and that I've got stellar kids.
Yeah. And right? For the boys, just so we're not being, you know,
we're not excluding.
We're not excluding anyone. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And finish school.
And finish school, right? Don't knock her up too soon, right? That's all.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to do.
I tell
you. And apparently, I think she was ashamed of stupid kids.
Well, stupid kids happen to good people, right? Stupid kids happen to good people, Samantha.
Okay, so is this good people doing bad things?
I don't know. Are they really that good of people?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're that good of people.
I'd be curious.
They're bribing.
Jersey and I had a very interesting discussion one day about good people doing bad things and bad people doing good things.
I think good people doing bad things becomes a cop-out.
Does the action of a good person, if it's a bad action, make them a bad person?
I don't know.
Is it just a good person doing one bad thing?
I don't know. It's weird.
See?
I think it's
weird. Hard.
But I think, you know what? I think you need to be penalized for it, right? I think there's some punishments coming over. Coming your way. Oh. Right?
You're done.
Yeah.
But you know, speaking of smarts.
It makes me question smarts.
Well, it makes me question your smarts.
What? Why do you mean you're questioning my smarts?
Okay. So.
Really? Really?
Apparently, there's like roughly 8 kinds of smarts in the world.
Oh my God.
It's not
just school me on smarts.
It's not just math and language and writing and all this arithmetic crap.
Did you just hear me?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Apparently, there are like certain areas that you can be smart in.
Really?
Smarter than another person.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's not just one thing.
Well, I know I'm smarter than lots than more
it's
than
more
eight
than
areas.
Just a one trick pony.
I know I'm
kind
smarter than
thing.
More than 8 things than you.
Shut up.
That's what
you are not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the kinds of smarts.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Okay. Oh,
I know it's hard for you.
You've got my full attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hour 15 into our day together. Right?
Okay. You could be a naturalist.
Okay.
Which means you're nature smart. Mm. That's not you.
That's not me. I don't care about nature.
You can be musical, which is sound smart. Mm. Yeah. Logical, mathematical smart.
Hello.
Number and reasoning smart.
Hello.
Right?
Hello.
Hello. Existential, which means life smart. Hi, not you.
No. I'm life smart.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Interpersonal, which means people smart.
I'm people smart.
No, you're not.
Super people
no,
smart.
No, you're not. You can be body smart. You can be linguistic.
What's body smart? Like
you're coordinated.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's not what I was thinking.
Linguistic smart, which is word smart.
That's me.
That's me.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Uh-huh.
Intrapersonal, which is self-smart, so you know yourself really well.
Me again.
You don't.
I think I'm all the smarts.
No, you're not. So naturalist means that you understand living things and you like to read about nature and discover things like that.
Okay.
Music sound smart means you can tell the difference between different sounds. You have a good tone and pitch and rhythm.
Right.
And all
well,
that
hi,
stuff.
That's me, right? Because
no,
you heard me singing.
No, you're not.
I'm in my rock star mode.
Logical, mathematical, that sort of speaks for itself. Mm. Existential, which means you're life smart.
Uh-huh.
You can tackle the reasons of why we live and why we die.
Okay.
People smart
yeah.
means you can sense people's feelings and motives. You cannot. Don't even try. Don't even try.
Samantha, that's implying I don't have a gut instinct.
You don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
no,
do.
You don't.
My gut it has an instinct.
The mole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay. Body smart. You're coordinated. And your mind is with your, like, you mind and body is all one.
Uh-huh.
You're not that person
I'm not
either.
That person.
Linguistic means you're word smart. You're not that either. Finding the right words to express what you mean. You don't.
Hi. Okay. You know what? If you're calling me dumb, put your dukes up, my friend, and let's just fight this out.
Intrapersonal, which is self-smart, means you understand yourself really well. You do not. I explain you to you all the time. All the time. I just did that today, in fact. I explained you to you.
You explained, yes, sometimes you have to explain
I did that.
Me to me.
Yes.
Yes.
So, shut up.
Okay.
However, I took a test.
I took a test, too. What did your test tell you? What did yours say?
Oh, so much.
Really? I got bored of my test.
That I'm not surprised.
I did a test that was 29 questions, and I'm playing along, and all of a sudden it's
you
like...
You were bored halfway
it's
through?
Like 17 or 29. I'm like, oh, for Christ's sakes.
I'm done.
Of course, I picked the big test. I picked the big test.
Okay, the test I took,
yeah.
I'm linguistic smart, which
okay.
means I'm word smart.
I'll give you that.
Number two, intrapersonal smart, which means I'm intuitive and self-aware. But maybe. I took a different test.
Yeah.
With different kind of stuff to it.
Yeah.
And my number one was interpersonal, which means I'm a people person.
You're a people person.
So I think I'm
I don't
more...
know if I always think you're a people
no.
person.
No, I'm a people person because I know how to read people, their moods and expressions.
Mm. I know how to read your moods and expressions.
Yeah, it's right on my face.
Yeah.
Sits there right for you.
Sits right. Like it might as well be a chalkboard with it spelt out.
Fuck off.
Right? That might as well be your face. Might as well be your face. Well, do you know what my quiz told me?
What?
That I'm logical and mathematically smart.
Well, that's like...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's not perfect.
Perfect.
It just means you know numbers, you dumbass.
And I'm logical.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I am very logical. I'm a very logical thinker, Samantha.
Says the person who cried at This Is Us.
Don't make me regret sharing my secrets with you. I opened my soul to you.
Oh, shut up.
Right?
I opened my soul.
I bared my soul. Right? Here's my sleeve. My emotions are on it. And that's how you treat me.
What else did your test say?
That's all my test said. Just that. It only
really?
That, yeah.
Because you were like, I'm done.
I was done.
Okay,
so done.
This is what I think.
Okay.
I picked logical for you.
Yes.
For Scherzies.
Yeah.
Because apparently you can be rational, factual, objective, and logical.
Yeah, completely. And all those things. Yeah.
I think sometimes you can be interpersonal, which means you're an extrovert. I think you like to be social.
I'm very social.
And you like to go to social events.
I do.
I think you're that person.
I'm that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think your bottom two, fairly obvious.
Nice.
You are not nature smart.
No, I don't care about nature.
No, you no. don't, because...
I don't care about the bugs and the
and
trees.
Neither are you body smart.
What do you mean I'm not body
no,
smart?
No, you're not body smart.
Like
you're not coordinated. You're
oh,
not crafty.
No. I'm not crafty.
You're not energetic. You don't seek excitement.
I don't.
And you're not well coordinated.
I'm not. I'm lazy.
But you know what I found on this?
What?
Was the jobs that you could do
oh.
if you were nature smart or body smart. And oddly, two of them are exactly the same for both.
Which are?
Park ranger and a farmer.
I don't want to be either. I think they're both really important jobs,
you know,
but not for me.
I think that would be funny if you were a park ranger or a farmer.
Me and the farmer. No. That's not my thing. Okay, well, you know what? This is what I think your smarts are. I'll give you people smart.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you body smart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, sorry. That's HHG. Sorry. I'm doing the HHG first.
Okay, HHG.
I like it better than you right now.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
I'm okay.
She's people smart.
Yeah, yeah.
She's body smart.
Yes.
And she's human smart. And she's humor smart, too.
Uh-huh.
She's human smart because she gets people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And humor because she's funny.
Yeah, she's funny. Yeah. Okay. She's funny.
Okay. What I think you are is I think that you are word smart.
Yes.
I think you're book smart. I made up my own. And I think you're people smart. That's all. I'm only giving you three smarts.
You're only giving me three.
I only gave you two. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're only getting three.
But there are different kinds of smart.
I know.
And people should realize that.
Yeah.
Because it shows up in what we are capable of doing, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's like, for example, my nephew Keegan. Can't stand school.
Right.
Loves band.
Right.
Catches on to music without even looking at
it. So he's band smart.
He hears the sound and he can play it automatically. Wow. He can like replicate it without looking at any of the notes.
That's cool.
So he is sound smart.
Yes.
Which is so cool.
Super cool.
You don't have to be math smart, science smart, or anything.
Nope.
You can be whatever smart resonates with you.
Yes, you can.
And I think that's the beauty of this.
Yeah.
You can be something other than math smart.
That's
or
so encouraging.
Smart. I know.
That's so, so encouraging.
Because Lisa, I think you need it.
Why?
Because I feel like you're barely getting through life.
Really? Had a bad day. Had a bad day. Had a bad week. Where's Henry the dog?
Henry the dog. I watched This Is Us and I'm going
and
to cry.
And I cried because she talked to her dead daddy, right? And then I cried.
And then he cried.
And then I made the big mistake of telling you. That's kind of funny.
But you know what else I realized?
Tell me.
You know what I realized after taking all these tests just to see what kind of smart I was?
What?
There's no test for parenting.
There should be.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You should have to get 90% on the parenting test.
I think you need to get 100%.
Okay. No mistakes made. 100%.
No.
100% on the parenting test.
I don't even know what that test would look like.
It's crazy.
Like,
it would be hard.
I'm responsible. I can feed. I will get up in the middle of the night.
The thing is, Samantha, is that you know what? There's more hoops to jump through to own a friggin' pet. Than there is to own a baby.
To adopt a pet.
Right? I can own a baby and not have to, and just because I got the parts that are working, and so does he. We can own a baby. Doesn't mean I should have a baby.
No.
But to own a cat.
But to own a cat.
They're going to call my references.
Yeah.
They're going to check my credit.
And they're going to check they're going to phone your landlord.
They're going to do a lot of
They're going to do lots.
Yeah, right? I'm going to have to get a letter from the member of the clergy. Like, I got to move, like, heaven and earth.
To get
a cat on death row to come to my house. Right? I'm just saying. But to own a baby, spread your legs and let nature do its course.
There
do its work.
Yeah, there's no...
It's insane.
There's no test.
No, it's insane.
That's what I thought. All I thought was, I'm testing to see how smart I am, but there's no parenting
there's
test.
There's no parenting test.
But there's something wrong with that.
But you know what, though? And that leads to my issue with kids today.
Oh,
and maybe
yeah.
even some parents today, because I think that there's certain skills that kids need to be taught.
For sure.
Right? And I don't think that they're being taught today.
No, they're not.
Like we were. Okay. Like kids, I have seven things that kids need to be taught.
Okay.
They need to be taught how to write a proper letter.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
They need to know how to sew a button. Sew a button, people.
Yes.
Right?
Sew a button. I wonder how many kids wouldn't know how to sew a button.
Every kid. They need to know how to hammer a nail.
Yeah.
Right? I bet your kids aren't learning
how to... Do you know how to hammer a nail?
Yes. They need to know how to do a proper handshake.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my
Not
God, yes.
Not a sloppy,
yes.
no limp-wristed leg. Handshake.
Oh, I hate that.
Right? They need to know the proper way to set a table.
Yes.
Right? How many kids don't know what side the fork and knife go on?
Lots.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
They need to know how to iron.
Yes.
Right? Or steam.
Or steam.
Or
whatever
steam.
That looks like.
Right? And you know what? The big one, they need to know how to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Samantha.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. That's what's missing. That's what's missing, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Right?
So we need a parenting test.
We need a parenting test.
And we need skills taught.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what's missing from life.
That's what's missing from life. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. We need those things. Those are things we need.
That's crazy,
yeah.
hey?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're smart.
I'm smart.
Don't give me that look.
Samantha.
We're not the same kind of smart.
No, we're not. We're not the same kind of smart.
And I think my skills work better in day-to-day life.
Really? I think I do okay, thank you. I think I get from point A to point B just nicely.
I don't think you do.
I think I do. Right?
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
You know what I think we should do right now, though?
Tell me.
Let's do a call to action.
Yes, let's do that.
Hey, guys.
Friends.
You're listening.
Lend us your ears.
Please share us.
Share.
Go on to our Facebook. Share our Facebook posts.
Share our Facebook.
Add them to your own personal Facebook page.
Yes.
Invite the people. Share with the people that are on your Facebook page.
All you got to do, guys, is go to the top of our Facebook page, and it shows you all the people. It shows you people and says invite, right? Click on invite on your page. When you're on our page, click on invite, and it's going to show you all the people that you could invite.
Mm-hmm.
Invite. And you know what? Caroline Johnson's been doing that.
Yeah.
She's invited 37 people to our group. And you know what, Caroline? Thank you.
Yes, thank
right?
you.
When we get the magnets made up, because we owe Betty a magnet, when we get the magnets made up, we're going to give one to Caroline.
Because she's been doing it.
Because she's been helping us.
She's been sharing. Yes.
Right? So she's going to get a magnet. And you know what? Other people do that.
We'll give you a magnet.
You may just get magnets.
You may just get magnets.
You might get stickers. You're going to get something, I promise. But share. Right? If you know people who just need a good laugh, just a look at the ridiculous bullshit we just talked about for the last hour.
Exactly.
Right?
We're not done. We got to do I Shake My Hands.
Yes.
Lisa.
Oh my God, Samantha.
Do you got one?
Yeah, it's cranky customer season.
Uh-oh.
Right? So right now in the Bay, there's no petites. The old department that I used to work for had petites.
Oh, okay.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It did. Lady comes into the store I work at now. Shh. Can't tell you where.
Uh-huh.
Comes in and says, I'm looking for petites. Do you have petites? No, sorry, there's no petites at the Bay. The lady snapped. What do you mean there's no petites at the Bay? Pretty much, I didn't stumble. Pretty much just what I said. There's no petites, ma'am. Only online. Well, that's ridiculous. What's somebody supposed to do? You need to talk to somebody about this. And I was having a bit of a bad day. And I looked at her, I said, pardon me, you need to talk to somebody about this because that's just ridiculous that there's no petites. So then she starts to walk away and I'm like, actually, you're going to need to talk to somebody about this because I don't work for the Bay. I work for, can't tell you. I work for blank, right? And that's not my problem.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody else's problem. HHG looked at me like, what the hell did you, like I snapped, eh? I wasn't very friendly.
No.
But you know what? Not my problem.
No.
And then she's like, that's lousy customer service. How is that customer service? How is me not having petite pants bad customer service?
It's not.
Me being pissy at you, bad customer service. But that one I'll take.
Look at you getting assertive.
I was assertive. But she made her attitude and her issue made me shake my head. I wasn't very happy. What about you? You got one?
I had a bit of an altercation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I live beside a high school.
Yes, you do.
We share the same back alley.
Yes.
And I barely enjoy the fact that teenagers drive cars.
Right.
So I'm fairly tolerant, but I was driving home after a long day and I was coming up my back alley and a minivan drives in front of me.
Okay.
Out of the parking lot.
Of the high school.
Of the high school.
You're cool.
Yeah. And I'm like, I stop. I go, what the hell are you doing, you stupid kid?
Yeah.
As I look at him and say that, he can't hear me because my window's closed, but he always like, and I'm like, really? Move your freaking van.
Yeah.
So he moves his van. I drive. He does a circle and follows me up the back alley.
Ooh, tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tough
and
guy.
I thought, really? Don't mess with me, kid.
No, don't mess with you.
Don't mess with me.
No.
So I got out of my car, took my phone out of my purse, and I'm like, he rolls down his window. What's your problem? I go, really? You almost hit my car.
No.
I'm a really good driver. I'm the best driver in Saskatoon.
Oh.
No, you're not. You're a stupid teen driving your mother's minivan.
Yeah, tough guy.
And I go, really? Calling the police.
Yeah.
You want to keep talking about this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck off, you stupid kid.
Yeah.
And he drove away, but what was really funny is that when he came back around, his friend was like hiding in the front seat. Because I'm like, yeah, because you know what? I'm going to take a picture of your freaking license.
Yep.
If you touch or piss me off, I'm phoning the cops.
Yeah.
Because you're a stupid teen
exactly.
driving your minivan mom's minivan.
Right? Your mom's minivan.
You stupid ass.
That automatically takes you down to not cool. Your not cool status when you're in mom's minivan.
I guess my problem is who made them king of the world?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is, And I'm showing my age, Lydia.
Yes, you are, Samantha.
I'm showing my age because you know what? I don't understand the tude.
Huh. Latitude.
I don't understand the tudes of teenagers.
No. You know what?
I don't owe you squat.
No, nothing.
I'm not your parent.
No.
I'm not your auntie.
Yeah.
I'm not your grandparent. I don't give a shit.
I owe you nothing.
I owe you nothing.
Exactly.
I don't even owe you respect, actually.
Yeah. Wow, hey.
I don't.
How crazy is that?
And I'm just like,
that's so
I dare
crazy.
You. I dare you.
I dare you.
And so
bring it.
So this is what I do, is I stand outside until they get down the back alley and start driving up Acadia, and I'm still, and he's driving slow enough, and I raise my phone. Yep, still got my phone.
Still got my phone.
Still gonna call.
Yeah.
And
tough kids, eh?
And I'm like, you know what?
Wow.
Don't mess with me.
That's so crazy.
Because I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Because I'm not your mama.
No.
Not your mama.
Not your mama. No. Good one. Good one.
Lisa.
Samantha.
He could have had a gun.
He could have had a gun, right? And that's always my concern with you, right? Because you're a little hot under the collar, right? And so my concern always becomes that with you.
Right? Had my phone out, though.
Great, because that's going to deflect the bullet when he shoots you. But anyway,
it was when I called 911.
Yeah. At least somebody's going to come get you. Right? So that's good at least. Right?
Okay. Topic. Right.
Okay.
Next week.
Oh, jeez.
Lisa and Sam's excellent adventure if they can get their shit together.
If they can get their shit together. Right? We're going to do the adventure. Shit together or not.
Nah.
Right? It's going to be a friends of the podcast. We're about to do something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be weird.
It'll be weird.
We'll tell you all about it next week.
Next week. Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Patreon, Lisa?
Yes. Okay. So friends of the podcast, if you want to support the podcast, we would love for you to go to Patreon, patreon.com/join/ishakemyhead.
Yeah.
And for up, you can start at $2 and you can keep going on up. And all it does is that it just shows your support for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We put a lot of time and energy into the show. We, you know, it costs us some money.
Yep.
We have our Podbean fees.
Well, and we want to do stuff too.
We do.
We want to grow the podcast. We want to, there's some equipment that we probably need to buy eventually.
Right. We want to do live shows in different places.
You know? So
we want to start getting out there.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to patreon.com, help support the podcast.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we'd like to thank Audio Editing Solutions.
Oh, sorry. Before that.
Oh.
And you can still go to Podbean. If you do catch the podcast on Podbean, you can still go to Podbean. And you can still, whenever you pull up our episode, you're going to see the little money bag over Sam's face. I haven't said it for a long time. Punch it.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Back to you.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
This is a bit of a habit with
it's
you.
It's a bit of a habit. I remember last week? I'm a butter-inner.
Okay. It's not attractive.
Oh, I'm not saying.
Okay. Audio Editing Solutions, we'd like to thank you for making us sound so good.
Thank you.
Way better than we should because we're sitting in a car.
Sitting in a car. Yeah.
You can find us on any podcast app that you have.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, we're everywhere, guys. You can find us on all the mainstream social media. So that's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and we're right there
for
you.
We're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anything else, Samantha?
No, I think
it's been a long day.
I think we're done.
I think we're done and we're out. I think we've I think we started with breakfast. We had a little lunch.
We had
some wine.
Lisa had a boozy afternoon.
A boozy afternoon with my friends. Pencil me in for boozy. Right?
And then we had a snack.
And then we had a snack. And then we did the podcast.
Yeah.
We did a Facebook. And guess what? Done with you.
Yeah, done. It's a long day.
We're on borrowed time now, right?
So.
We need to call it a night, Samantha. All right, Samantha.
Oh.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.